Here at Blue Apron, we know exactly how hectic school nights can be. That's why we created Assemble and Bake. Delicious one-pan meals that make family dinner simple. Just assemble the pre-chopped ingredients and put the pan in the oven to bake. Then you're free to help out with that last-minute diorama. Shop Assemble and Bake at blueapron.com. Get 50% off your first two orders with code APRON50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Packers are going to go down to Florida, and they're going to lose.
The Packers are going to go down to you? That's what you just said. You just said the Packers
are
going to
No.
It's not Bears-Packers unless Packer Hayden Les Grobstein is brought back. The Grobber. We've been WLES. We've been playing him all morning. Here on Saturday Suckage. Welcome in, welcome back. I'm Steve Rosenblum, and I am thrilled to be joined on the Circa Sports Illinois hotline. Download the Circa app today. By a man named John DeMori. He's the oldest living ex-Bear. He's 92. John, welcome to the show. Thanks for joining me.
Thank you, Steve, for joining me.
I would like to. The picture in the Sun Times, you got that big cigar. That's a substantial cigar. What kind of cigar is that, John?
It's a 7.5 70 ring size. Yeah,
wow.
That's good.
That's a good one. That's a big ring size. So
yes, it is.
You played from 1957, 58, 59, A career ended much too early by an ankle injury. Is that right, John?
Well, I don't know where that's confused. I got to straighten that out.
All right, you do that.
Okay. The reason I didn't come back, I was offered a contract, and my dad has a big business here, and he was working too hard. I used to leave for practice for football when he got busy and came back when he wasn't busy. So I decided, he gave me my choice to not make it because, you know, I was not making any money with him and he was paying me every for the whole year. So I was pretty well off as a 20 year old or whatever I was. So I actually only quit because I wanted to come back and help him.
My guest is John DeMore, the oldest living ex-Bear. He's 92. So you played for George Halas.
I only played 1 year for Halas. Halas came back my last year there, and he left Luke Johnsos and I can't even remember. My memory's a little bit stale. I can't remember the other. They had co-coaches, and they were friends, old friends of his, and he took a lot of his old friends back to the Bears. And I played for them the first 2 years.
Patty Driscoll, was that the name?
That's the name. You got it right on the nose.
Well, I look. There are some Bear legendary names in Bears history, but playing for
yes, and he's one. Yes.
Tell me what playing for George Halas was like.
It was magic. Believe me, George Halas, I think, probably rates right with the all-time. Well, I know he rates with them. The all-time Bear immortals and coaches. He was also a very good football player, and he held the record for a fumble. He picked up a fumble and ran 99 yards with it. He held that, no, 98 yards, and he held that record for a long time. I think somebody broke it now and ran the one back for 99.
I would imagine when Papa Bear been alive when that happened, he would have cursed the man out. Papa Bear had a tongue, didn't he, John? Didn't he?
Oh, yes, he did, but he was a great man. Let me tell you this story, and I screwed it up talking to somebody else. Virginia was a great lady, and she came to all our alumni banquets, and I used to go to all of them, but I can't. I'm not very healthy right now. But anyway, she came to one of the things, and we had an election that year, still most valuable Bear ever. And it turned out to be Peyton, Walter Peyton. So I went over to her and I said, Virginia, my name is John DeMore. And she pretended to know me. I told her, I said, they made a mistake with that vote. That vote shouldn't have been Walter Peyton. It should have been your husband, George Halas. And she got such a kick out of that. She says, well, we think it was Peyton.
Yeah, well, that's not a bad choice. Let me ask you, of all the Bears, you've said what you said about Halas, but of all the Bears players you've ever watched, who was your favorite, all-time favorite, and why?
My all-time favorite was who I played with. He was with me for the 3 years I played for him, with him. Bill George. Bill George was the greatest linebacker that I think ever lived. I played with him 3 years, and I never once saw him hit somebody, hit him down, knock him down. Not once. He was fast. He was big. He was strong. And the nicest guy in the world.
Really? The guy that mean, yeah. He had such a reputation. You had to practice against him, right? It was one-on-ones, right?
Oh, yes. Oh, yes. Well, I backed up. I was the number one replacement at both guard positions and the center position and three linebacker positions. Now, let me tell you another thing about it. The three linebackers we had, you can help me out with one of them. Joe Fortunato, Bill George, and one more. Now, who was the other guy from Atlanta, from Georgia?
Ed Sprinkle?
Nope. I never played with Sprinkle. We were good friends after the seasons. We went out to dinner many times. And he was a great guy, too. He was very lovable. Yeah, he was great.
My guest is John DeMore, the oldest living ex-Bear. He's 92. And
yes.
And I want to know, we came into this segment with Les Grobstein. The Grobber is one of the all-time great Packer haters, and he sums up the way a lot of people look. When you played, was there as much Packer hate as there is now? What was it like, Packer
absolutely.
Week?
Absolutely. No, absolutely. Packer Week was the biggest thing. As a matter of fact, I got put on the radio once that with the two assistant coaches had a Monday night program on the radio, and Halas asked me to. They came in there and Luke Johnson asked him. He says, "Who you want to come to the radio program?" And he stuttered for a while. He said, "I haven't picked anybody yet." And he looked at me. I was in the shower. At the time, he said, "Hey, DeMore, come here. You want to be on the radio?" I said, "Hell yes." So anyway, one of the questions that they asked me is, how do you get up for any game in the the week of the game. I said, you know what? If you have to get yourself up playing in the NFL, you don't belong there, because the NFL is the best and highest grade of football anybody can play. Anybody. So if you make it there, you can make it anywhere. And that was the answer I gave me. You didn't have to. If you didn't get up on your own, you didn't need a coach to tell you up.
Yeah, well, that should be standard procedure. It just isn't always. What is?
No, it's not. It's not. But it is with the Green Bay team.
What? Yeah. Well, there you go. That provides its own motivation. When someone talks to you about your Bears career, or you think about it in off moments, what's the snapshot that flashes in your mind? The picture that sums up your Bears career that you go to first, and why?
Well, I've got there was a guy that made a book, a large book, and put all the action pictures in there, and I fortunately got in there with the. Great tackle, defensive tackle for Detroit at the time. But there were a couple brothers that played. What was his name? Alex Karras. He's in there. I'm cussing him out, talking dirty or thinking dirty on a punt. And he came across and knocked me on my ass, head over heel. And they took a picture of it, and it's in that book. And that's my favorite picture. It showed me my greatness in football. I wasn't a great pro. I was a very mediocre pro.
Well, if you can get people to respond like that, you've done your job. It should have been a penalty after that. That's the way it works. You provoke somebody like that. Let me ask this. How are you going to be taking in tonight's Bears-Packers game with so much writing on it? Some people, like my producer,
there's action. I sit in front of 4 feet away from a 65-inch television. I will not leave that chair and stop. If somebody gave me the tickets, I couldn't go because there's too much walking involved. But anyway, I won't miss 1 second of it.
And people will... Are you going to eat? People cater this thing? You got food brought in? You got drinks?
Oh,
you got
sure.
a wet wet bar in the bedroom? How does this work, John?
My wife takes me, and I'm right in the bedroom with the wet. She'll feed me right here and won't interrupt me.
Are you at watching a game? Are you watching the Bears this year? What do you think of the way? Because they'll do stuff to your heart, the way this team comes back. They're very entertaining, but they'll do stuff to your heart. What have you thought about this Bears season, the regular season?
Well, the regular season has been great. The quarterback is finally coming through. I think he's going to be great. He's smart. He's big enough. He's fast enough. And his arm is very strong. I just think he's going to be great, and he's going to be the difference of all the other teams that the Bears have had.
That's the way they spent that first-round pick on him. That's why they did that. My guess is John DeMore, the oldest living Bear. He's 92. We're talking Bears-Packers. Yes, John.
Uh-huh.
And are you the kind of football watcher who is loud and demonstrative, or do you keep to yourself when you're watching a Bears game?
I generally watch it right in my room, all alone. And I, the minute it's over and we go into those other, the overtime things, it's just exciting for me. I won't miss anything. I plant myself right in front of the TV. I'm only 4 feet away. My eyes, by the way, I'm certifiably blind now. I am certifiably hard of hearing. I can't hear. So I can't hear too well. I got to be alone to watch the game. I won't even have people over to watch the game with me because I like I like watching it. Well, I
never would have guessed, John. You've been spot on. You've been a terrific guest. I was looking forward to this interview, and it exceeded my hopes. And I never would have guessed that you were hard of hearing because you responded immediately. You got great stories. I'm very happy you made time for me today on the radio.
Well, Steve, believe me, you made time more. Your time is more. Well, I don't know if I can say that. My time is very valuable. I don't know how much I got left, but 92, and I feel pretty good today. I have none of the normal malady that I have. I usually wake up very dizzy, wobbly, today it's pretty good.
I just got a note from Mitch Rosen, our Uber brander, imaging, our high lord and master. If the Bears win, because the playoffs are a whole new season, if the Bears win, you have to come on with me next Saturday.
I will absolutely come on with you, and probably only, I tell you what, I've been told by the person who wrote that article, and she was very good. I'm very pleased with what she did. If they lose, I think my time on the air is going to diminish.
I don't think it'll be your fault, John, but if they win, I'm having you back, and we're going to discuss it.
Our phone has been coming off the hook. They tell me, and I don't even know how this works, but they tell me I had she left my house at 3:30 the day before the article came out, and she told me she would have the newspaper out tomorrow, that day, the second day. She was, and got it ready. She's got to be, those people got to be very talented, the people who write those articles.
I believe,
and I was very proud of her.
I believe they are, and we're all proud of you, John. It's a wonderful story.
You've got a great reputation. I'm very proud of you.
Well, thank you. I want to make you proud. And we heard. Okay, what's the connection? One of my favorite people I've met in Bears history is Ed Obradovich. At whatever age
he is, one of my favorites.
Does his voice scare you the way it scares me?
Well, he's got to be. He's a tough guy.
Yeah,
but he thinks he's tougher than what he is.
Oh,
and I like people like that.
All right, I don't want to see any. I don't want to see any ageist here. All right, I don't want. His voice scares me, and I wouldn't mess with that guy when he's 100.
Yeah. Well, I don't blame you. I wouldn't mess with her in 92.
John, it's a pleasure. I look forward to
Steven, thank you for calling again.
Thanks for answering, and thank you for being a guest on the show.
Why, thank you, and good luck on the Bear game tonight. You know, you're the only interview I've had that hasn't asked me my prediction.
Well, I don't. Okay, what's your prediction, John?
My prediction is this: if it's a rout, I'm afraid the Bears are going to lose. If there's a big number. If it's tight, the Bears are going to win because I think they're going to get up higher than a kite. And I think that's what is going to happen. I hope.
All right.
What I'm hoping for.
Well, we got it on tape. We got it on tape, John.
It's not too far away.
No, it's 5 weeks away. Ben Johnson told these guys, if you're not ready to play football for the next 5 weeks, then don't come in. Pack your bags. See you later.
That's exactly. I agree with that. I agree with that. If they can't play in this one, they can't play. They're not as good as I thought they were.
We're all going to find out tonight. John, you be well.
Absolutely.
You be well.
Thank you very much, Steve.
Thank you. He is John DeMore, the oldest living ex-Bear. He is 92. Thank you for that. I had the best time. He was spectacular. Never known he was hard of hearing. I know what hard of hearing is all about. That's me. He was great. He was spot on. Love the stories. Okay, Bears, you got to win so I can have John back next week. Have a texter here who says, bring him back, win or lose. I guess we could have him come back and break down the loss and where it goes from there. Anyways, thank you, John Damore. What a spectacular time. Take a break. Later on this hour, I will do crosstalk. Transition, what do we call it here? What is it here? I forgot.
Transition, we can call it transition.
Transition.
Or is that only during the week? I don't know. We can call it transition.
Does weekend have different... See, like when we have different contests here on weekends, we give out pictures of the prizes that are won during the week. We did that one time. Anyways, we'll do transition, me and Paul Papst. He'll take you from 2 to 4, and 4 o'clock will be the pregame show with Olin, Patrick Manley, and Mully. Let me remind you of this, too. Tomorrow afternoon, we have the Wild Card Sunday tripleheader on the score, starting with Bills at Jaguars, followed by 49ers at Eagles, and then the nightcap of Chargers at Patriots. Tomorrow's tripleheader coverage begins at noon and continues throughout the day right here on the Score and the Odyssey app. We'll take a break now. When we come back, I got some nonsense. The Wiener Circle's at it again. And Captain Caleb S. Williams had a missive from the battlefront. I'm Steve Rosenblum. This is Chicago Sports Radio, 670 The Score.
Mom, I'd like to propose a dinner optimization plan for 2026. Soccer practice every week. Get back late and you're stressed out about making something fast, but actually nutritious for dinner. When Ashley's mom picked me up, I noticed that she made Blue Apron. It came in like a little kit, and by the time it was ready, I still had shin guards on. And it was real food, fresh veggies, protein, actual flavor. Take her from the younger generation. We're innovators, keeping a couple Blue Apron meals around. Not the worst idea.
Get 50% off your first two orders, plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit NationalDebtRelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit NationalDebtRelief.com. That's NationalDebtRelief.com.
Studies show that 100% of everybody in the world wants to curl up indoors and do nothing because it's so darn cold out there. That's why many people are turning to Bombas, whose pillowy plush slippers and warm merino wool socks have been said to be the most comfortable in the history of feet. Bombas products have been found to boost coziness by up to 1 million percent. Okay, enough fake statistics, but could Bombas socks and slippers really be the cure? Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's BOMBAS.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality pros at Angie.com.
Four.
It's been 15 years since the Bears won the playoff game. A lot of excitement for the city. A lot of excitement about the tradition of the Bears. This young team has been playing great all year, been fighting, scratching, kicking. But for the playoffs, gotta start fast and just let it go. Everything else, take care of itself. Go.
That was NFL on Prime promo. Samurai. Mike Singletary. So we're going to see that tonight? Is that what this is? Trash Panda?
You know, I'm not sure. I'm not sure if there's more to that or if that's just a promo they put out. I'm guessing we'll see that during pregame.
Yeah, I would think. Okay. Well, you can't be broadcasting a game from Chicago in January and not do the whole 85 Bears thing. Because that's it. They won the only trophy the city has in football.
I actually think that is an FCC rule. It's in their bylaws. If you're broadcasting a game in Chicago in January, you have to mention the 85 Bears.
Okay. Yep. Bears, my friends. So, the Wiener Circle is at it again. If the Bears' defense or special teams returns a touchdown on Saturday, a hallmark of the defense, and the Bears win, so there's a rider there, it's more free hot dogs on Tuesday. Or if Dennis Allen does the Macarena. You see that happening? He never gets any screen time, like not in which to do the Macarena.
I think he got a game ball after the Saints game, maybe.
Yeah, but it's not.
But that's the only time he gets. Yeah.
It's been so taking his shirt off and getting free, feeding the city. And then there's this from the Wiener Circle. If the Bears win the Super Bowl, we will feed free hot dogs to the entire parade, as many as we can give out. And the players on the team will receive free hot dogs at our store for the rest of their lives. That's a good deal.
I think that's fair.
And if you have a family, you know how good a deal that is.
How many people? So when the Cubs won the World Series, I think for the parade, they estimated there was 8 million people in the proper area.
I don't believe any of that.
I know. But how many people do you think would be in the downtown proper area for a Bears Super Bowl parade?
Like everybody, the entire state would be here?
The entire state. I agree.
Yeah.
Whatever the population of the state is.
We were talking about Shooter and his band Poker Flats. Like, would he come up in his hat? Wear his cowboy hat? Alice?
I haven't seen him wear the hat in a long time.
Well, it's a special occasion. Bears win a Super Bowl. And there's a parade. Yeah. From the wonderful Twitter account of Captain Caleb S. Williams. You'll understand it. If you know. Mother, I write by candlelight as the dairy platoon stirs. They begin to march, and by morrow's night will press upon our soil. The flames flicker, throws shadows upon the barracks. The men stand solemn behind the quiet faith of our civilians. Dost thou believe in monsters? CW. That is a great Twitter follow. That is a great Twitter follow. So a couple of things. We talked earlier about Tyreek Stevenson. We were reviewing the trade that with the Panthers that brought this bounty of riches to the Bears. Luther Burden this year, that selection, finished it. And he and Colson Loveland have been revelations. Tyreek Stevenson was part of the middle part of that trade, part of that trade. Landed Caleb Williams here as well. And Tyreek Stevenson hasn't played. And we know Ben Johnson's full of crap, and we know Dennis Allen's full of crap. Everybody's BS detector went off when they started talking. And they were continually asked questions, and they're smiling, they're humming. As transparent as Ben has been, you can understand why he'd lie. Coaches lie. They need to lie. They want to be transparent. A lot of them do, but they got to lie. They're protecting a lot more than any kind of credibility with the media or the fans. But when the Tyreek Stevenson issue came up, Ben lied. Dennis Allen lied. Like, you can't, no sane person could watch the Bears get chewed up in the middle of the field and not think, hey, maybe try a different guy.
A guy whose best trait as a corner is man coverage.
Mm-hmm. So something happened. We know something happened. We don't know what. It has not been reported. I haven't seen it. We know something happened. If past is prologue, what happened had something to do with discipline, attention to detail. Whatever he was doing, it might have been outside of Halas Hall, might have been inside, might have been on the practice field, might have been during a game. He did something so severe that he was getting punished. Now, what also happens was his team was getting punished. They're playing shorthanded. Here's a guy who's dressed, his uniform isn't getting dirty, doesn't need to be washed. He's punishing his teammates. He did something so bad, they benched him in plain sight. Put him out there in uniform, watched all his friends go out to play. He didn't get to play with them.
And it was so weird because in real time, there was one specific route last week that Jameson Williams ran, I believe on a third down against Jalen Johnson. It basically just a crossing route and picked up an easy first down because he just burned Johnson off the start. Now, Jalen John, a healthy, at his best, Jalen Johnson covers that route fine, right? But you could see in real time, Jalen can't cover that route right now. And so if we can see that, the coaches can see that. So why do you not say, hey, let's give Stevenson some reps? Like, there's no way that they saw that and didn't think we need to get him out there and see what he can do.
The same reason Ben Johnson choked with a game plan. We were going to make a simpler game plan, which is kind of telling our team that it doesn't matter as much, even though it mattered for the second seed to clinch it. But what they were doing, I believe, whatever he did, whatever Tyreek Stevenson did wrong, worthy of getting punished the way he got punished, was sending a message to the locker room. Don't know what it is, but he sent a message that went around the locker room. And I have a theory. I've seen coaches do this before. You single out a guy the way he got singled out by getting benched. You let down your teammates. You were a bad teammate. Al Harris basically gave it away. Al Harris was being quoted this in the Tribune, I believe. Reek is doing a good job of being a pro. So this week is a new week. Last week was last week. I think he's attacked every day as a professional, practice habits, everything. He's doing a good job. When Reek is locked in and tuned into what he has to do, really good football player. That's with anybody, not just Tyreek. So it's just details here and there with all the guys. Him being locked in, focused in on what he has to do, the sky's the limit. We know what he did wrong. He failed, in some way he failed to study. He failed to take care of the details, which will make the entire coaching staff, not just Ben Johnson, crazy. He will brook none of that. But what he did, Ben Johnson did, Dennis Allen did, he made an example of Tyreek Stevenson. And if you heard the interview, Mark Grody brought the tape. Tyreek Stevenson was very chastened. And he used the word teammate about 1,000 times. Being a good teammate. Acting like a good teammate. And, yeah, we can play it. Let's do it. Let's hear, listen to Tyreek talk about that.
A specific answer. As they said, they feel like, you know, Shawnee and Jalen are the best options, you know. Best thing I could do is come here, be healthy, and, you know, just be ready for any opportunity I get.
Al said this is a new week, so where are you at this week with your thought process?
Really don't know. Same thing. Been rotating in practice. Hopefully, you know, it turns over to the game. But just showing up here, you know, doing the best I can, you know, and whenever I get an opportunity, you know, just take advantage of it.
As a competitor, how do you take it? How do you deal with it? How do you focus that energy?
Just focus on, you know, just being the best teammate and making sure that, you know, when eyes is on me, you know, I'm being the best teammate that I can. And, you know, that's my main focus, just being a great teammate. And, you know, whenever my number's called, just make sure that I go out there and do my business.
Because it did seem odd that you didn't play at all in that game, at least from our perspective. Have they told you anything differently for this game? Like, have they told you, hey, be ready to be involved?
I was told that last week, and, you know, I didn't get in. So, no, just rolling with the punches at this point.
But do you say anything to them? Do you ask more questions? Like, why, you know, the whole part of that?
No, because at the end of the day, they believe that the guys on the field that's going to help us win. And, you know, I'm on the same boat. You know, at the end of the day, I want to win. And, you know, if I'm out there, I'm going to help us win. If the guys out there, they're going to help us win. So, at the end of the day, I'm going to be a great teammate and just wait on any opportunity that I get.
Great teammate. He was given the script, Tyreek Stevenson was. That was Tyreek Stevenson. some wonderful questioning by Mark Rohde of The Score, yesterday's birthday boy. And Tyree Stevenson was given the script. This is it. And what happened, I believe, is Ben Johnson found a way to unite the locker room even greater. That here was a guy who cost his teammates. He was a bad teammate. He made him play shorthanded because he didn't put in the work or didn't do whatever rule he violated. He got punished for it. His teammates had to suffer. Being a good teammate means you're putting in the right work, the right time, and you are right there on the field, in the locker room, you're doing whatever, in the meeting rooms, you have to be that. And I bet, maybe the story will be told after the season, I'll bet Ben Johnson got the veterans in that room to help Tyree Stevenson serve as an example and a better teammate, and helped unite them. They are a pretty united group. This united their focus. This gave them that kind of focus. Ben Johnson's willing to make us play shorthanded if a guy doesn't do the work. We're all doing the work because this is how we're going to support each other. That's what I think. I could be wrong, but I doubt it.
Now, I do want to devil's advocate here. Let's play a little both sides.
Okay.
Brad Biggs this week, a couple times, was fairly adamant about, hey, you know, his playing time's been trending down anyway. And he kind of said, you know, how much do you think he really would have helped? He's been a part of a struggling defense that's been giving up yards all season. I understand that. And you know, Brad is pretty level-headed about this stuff, and no one's more connected inside House Hall than he is.
Agreed.
So maybe he has information that we don't. But I just, and I appreciate the other side of this. I just, when your eyes and your ears tell you something happened, that, you know, it's, you got to go with it, right? And that's where I'm at.
That's what I did. That's why I thought that. And I thought, well, what's the story? This is a possible story, and it's used to a positive end in a greater unity and greater teammateship in that locker room. And his playing time, Biggsy makes a good point, of course. Playing time trending down, trending down, trending down. I'm not saying this was maybe a one-time thing. Maybe it was trending down because he was getting beat, and they're trying to figure out. They're warning him, like, dude, we need more from you. And he wasn't giving it to him. He's playing less. Dude, we need more from you. All right, dude, you haven't heard us for 3 weeks. You're not playing. You're going to dress, but you're not going to play. How do you like that? That kind of stuff. It's a possibility. I'd like to hear the story at the end. I'd like to hear what happened. But I do think I've seen coaches and managers do this. You send the message, and the veterans on that team carry it out, enforce it, remind everybody why we're here, what we need to do, that kind of stuff. And it's a team bonding experience. Speaking of experience, are you a local business owner or employee? How would you like to have your commercial air during Super Bowl 60 right here on The Score? Here's your chance. We've brought back the Score Big for Your Business contest, where you can enter to win a 30-second Super Bowl commercial on The Score's broadcast of Super Bowl 60 from Westwood One. And new this year, you can win a live broadcast for your brand. Log on to 670thescore.com/contest to enter now and learn more details. Deadline to enter is January 18th. Score Big for Your Business is sponsored by People's Bank, where better banking keeps moving forward. Member FDIC. I am a member of Saturday Suckage. This is Saturday Suckage. Take a break, and we will talk to Paul Pabst. He will do the pre-pregame show. I've been doing the pre-pre-pregame show. He will do the pre-pregame show. He will take you up to Olin, Patrick Manley, and Mully on The Score's pregame show before we get to Bears Packers 3. This is Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
You're a Packer fan. That automatically means you're wrong.
Here-
father. Or should I call you Steve? Since it's a new year, maybe we should start cooking fresh with fewer smoke alarms this time. Your cooking's improving, but I can see the stress in your eyes. Anna's mom used this Blue Apron assemble and bake thing during our playdate. Pre-chopped ingredients, over 40 grams of protein, and just one pan to clean up. She just tossed it in the oven and boom, plating like she's got followers. So go to blueapron.com, Steve. Make 2026 the year you win dinner. Blue Apron. Get 50% off your first two orders plus free shipping with code LISTEN50. Terms and conditions apply. Visit blueapron.com/terms for more.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
If you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, medical bills, or personal loans, help is here. More and more Americans turn to credit cards to get by. National Debt Relief is helping qualified clients reduce what they owe. For many, continuing to struggle making minimum monthly payments could take years to pay off. National Debt Relief has already helped over 550,000 Americans reduce their debt by negotiating directly with their creditors. When you call, you'll be amazed at how much you can save and how quickly you can become debt-free. If you want off the debt treadmill, visit nationaldebtrelief.com today. You don't need to declare bankruptcy, and you may qualify for significant debt relief. To find out what savings you may qualify for, simply visit nationaldebtrelief.com. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
You're a pro at running your life, at committing to your workout, at showing up every day. At Bombas, we're pros too. Pros at making socks. Our sport assortment has specialized socks for whatever sport you're committed to. Running, hiking, golf, Pilates, and so much more. Made with sweat-wicking yarns, blister-fighting details, and targeted arch support. Bombas Sport is pro-level socks from the pros of socks. For another pro, you. Go to bombas.com/audio and use code audio for 20% off your first purchase. That's bombas.com and use code audio.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. From roof repair to emergency plumbing and more, done well. So the next time you have a home project, leave it to the pros. Get started at Angie.com.
Code 414. Again, this is a gloating Packer fan. And you know what? You know what all you can do? You can basically bend over, grab your ankles, and kiss your own rear end. Get comfortable sucking, Bear fans. Well, if you're a Packer fan, we don't give a darn what you say. If you are a Packer fan, your opinion means nothing. We don't care.
Nothing like Bears Packers when the Grobber's involved. We brought back all of Grobber's greatest hits. That's what we found. There might be more. And if the Bears win to face the Eagles, we certainly got one of those Grobber clips next week for you, his Sesame Street spelling lesson. And it's been that kind of day, Bears, Packers, the chaos. Welcome in, welcome back. The end of Saturday suckage and the beginning of the tailgate. Paul Papps joins me. He'll carry you here from 2 to 4 with the pre-game show.
Yeah, yeah. It's like one step before the pregame show. So two pre's, not one pre.
Right. And I had three pre's. I was pre the third, like Luther Burden the third.
Nice.
That's what I'm equating it to.
I met Les Grobstein when I was 13 years old at the Hunt Club, Gary Fensick's restaurant.
Yeah.
And I was a big fan. I'm a little kid. And I see Les Grobstein. I was really excited. I'm a sports nerd from Chicago. And I asked him for an autograph on like my menu or something. And I didn't have a pen because I was a dumb kid. He ran out to the car, got a pen out of his glove compartment, walked back in and signed it. That's pretty cool by Les Grobstein.
Wow. That's a pro move.
Yes.
That's it. And it made and from that moment on, you wanted to be in sports broadcasting so you could be like the Grobber?
I would love to be like the Grobber. I mean, yeah. Growing up in Chicago, Steve Dahl, Gary Meyer, Larry Lujack, The Score, you know, Chet Kopic, everybody. So, yeah, of course.
Yeah, there's some legendary names, and sports is, well, you grew up here, so you know, and you've worked in other places, right? So you can appreciate the fanaticism.
Yeah, that's the right word.
We don't have real celebrities.
the athletes are the celebrities.
Not just the athletes. Growing up, I grew up on the south side of Chicago, then Glenwood. And when I was a kid, beyond Walter Payton and Jim McMahon and earlier Bill Buckner with the Cubs, Tim Weigel was one of my heroes. Like, I got to meet Tim Weigel when I was 22 years old, and I was geeking out. I was absolutely losing my mind. I was like, there's Tim Weigel. I couldn't believe it. Or, you know, Mark Giangreco back in the day, and you know, Les Grobstein, all the guys, tons of them, I'm gone forever.
Tim Weigel and I shared a common love of laughs and cigars.
Those are two good things.
And it was to the point where we found ways to smoke cigars, and one in 1993, it was Bulls-Knicks in yet another Eastern Conference final, and it was the guy who wrote, Robert Smigel?
Sure, I know Smigel.
Okay. Robert was writing for SNL at the time, and he created De Super Fans. And I said, so you're Carl Walarski in this.
Yeah.
I want you to do a scouting report on Bulls and Knicks for me. We'll just go player by player, position by. And one of the things I remember, whatever else he wrote, look for Oakley to bite. That was just, it was great. And so I met up with the series opener in New York, and I was going to meet him for dinner at Mickey Mantle's. It was just central to where everybody was. And Mike Mulligan, Molly,
sure,
hosts of the Score morning show, Molly and Haw, 5:30 to 10, and Tim Weigel. Molly and Weigel were really good friends. So we go to meet Robert Smigel. I said, hey, come on, this is a really cool thing. And so he brings along a cast member who didn't say three words, and then would go on to become Adam Sandler.
Oh, of course.
But he didn't say three words. He was so shy. So he didn't do anything.
Him and Smigel are like best friends.
I would imagine. Or yeah.
Yeah. By the way, I'm looking over your shoulder, and we could almost see Soldier Field if this big building weren't in our way. And we are, what, 5.5 hours before kickoff, and the sun's out. The sun is out.
And the place is not burned down.
I love it. I love this little change in weather, because it was almost sleeting a few hours ago.
Yeah. And it was wet. They're still threatening it. I don't know. I know you host the tailgate, Paul Pabst.
Yeah.
Do you tailgate?
Yeah, that's basically all I do. I mean, I go to the games, but the tailgate sometimes is a priority. Waldron Deck, I've been living at Waldron Deck since, you know, forever.
Oh.
But yeah, I love the tailgating. I think the Bears tailgate's fantastic. You know, people have certain areas, the South Lot, Waldron Deck, wherever they may be. I know some people want a new stadium, but I love exactly where it is in the location.
Why?
Why I love the Bears Stadium? Well, it's almost so obvious that if you're a Chicagoan, you may not even realize it. We have the best-looking city in America. Chicago is by far the best-looking city in America. I've lived in New York. I've lived everywhere. And when you are standing there, and you're sitting in the high seats at Soldier Field, and you could see buildings, and then you could see the water, and who else has that? There are so many antiseptic stadiums in our country, and the Bears have one that has a ton of issues. Getting in, getting there, the way it looks, the amenities. You know what? It's like your favorite dive bar. You don't want it remodeled. I think Soldier Field is... The location is gorgeous, and you'll never get it back. And some place in the suburbs, no offense, will never, ever have that, and you'll be wondering 50 years from now, we gave up that spot for what?
One of the things baseball has done compared to football, baseball has created that kind of personality. Correct. In stadiums, right?
Yeah, even back 20 years ago when, like, the Pittsburgh Stadium or in Baltimore.
Or Detroit, Comerica Park.
Yeah, they kind of went retro. Yeah. We're still in the more glass is better NFL stadiums these days, where everything looks like you could build it with AI. And, you know, we're going to head to Soldier Field in a couple hours, and it's going to be one of the great places in the world to be. And it's one of the great games in the past 20 years for Bears fans. And I love that it's right by the water.
Have you ever tailgated at Lambeau Field?
I have. I always, as much as, you know, as a Bears fan, I wish for the ill on the Packers and their team.
There's a lot of that going around.
I have a weird respect for the environment around Lambeau Stadium. It's old school. It's beer and brats and onions. The whole place smells like onions and beer.
I've contended it's the best smelling parking lot in the NFL.
That's fair. Kansas City smells like meat and barbecue.
Yes, it does. But I think it's the onions that do it. The onions
and beer.
And the beer brats. The brats in the beer.
So I could wish ill on the Packers and want them to lose by 100.
But not their tailgating fans.
Right, while respecting the Green Bay concept of football.
Sure it is. And they name streets after every Super Bowl winning coach.
Yeah.
I like that.
Even the losing coaches, I think, get a street.
Somebody gets. So The Bears can't stop the run. The Packers can't stop the run. The Bears probably have better special teams than the Packers. The Bears have turned their season into the NBA. They're an NBA team. Just tune in for the last 2 minutes for a result. How do you see, how have you seen this game coming down?
Well, the Bears get criticized nationally for their turnovers on defense, their takeaways on defense not being sustainable. It got them to hosting a playoff game. It got them to hosting, winning the NFC North. Now, they almost beat the Lions last week on a late takeaway that could have won the game. It is sustainable. Kevin Byard's doing it week in, week out. Nashawn Wright, I think the Bears realize that we're going to have to run the ball more early and slow this game down early and keep it to a nice, friendly score. Maybe be up 10-7 at half, something refreshing.
Hey, like there's
that.
An idea.
But it's such a simple
concept. Let's put that in the suggestion box.
Yeah, and I think what happened the last time is the Bears' pass rush is not great, the front four. But Austin Booker in that game, week 16, he was getting to people. And I think he's a little underrated. And you know, Brisker is going to blitz. If Kyle Gordon could get out there for 20 plays, he blitzes. Whatever gets Jordan Love to be uncomfortable is what you do, because he is a very good quarterback with no pressure. Our quarterback is great with and without pressure, and sometimes better with pressure. I don't think Jordan Love is a high-end quarterback when he gets blitzed.
He completed over 70% of his passes against the Bears when he was blitzed in Lambeau Field in that game. He reads it to the point where he isn't under pressure. He knows where the Bears opening, where they left an opening, and that's where he threw to. That's where guys filled that spot. Yeah, that's the problem. But that was pre-concussion. You don't know what he's going to be like now.
Yeah, they've got a couple injuries, one of their offensive linemen, but it's an imperative. I guess you could set eight guys back and hopefully he throws it into one of them, but it's one of those things where I can't imagine this game not being a one-score game with 5 minutes to go. It's hard to even imagine either team taking a big lead.
That's why I went over the overtime rules in the playoffs.
I heard that.
Which are so different and bring in a different form of strategy, because we saw them go to overtime last time. And we would have seen Ben have Caleb's pass connected.
Right.
He would have gone for two. He wouldn't have gone to overtime. But they're that close. You're exactly right. That these teams playing that game, you better know the overtime rules.
Yeah, it's funny. Sometimes I'll be at a party with casual sports fans, and it'll be overtime. Like, what's the overtime rule? I'm like, I don't think I could explain it to a bunch of casuals.
Yeah, it was everybody gets the chance. Everybody wins a prize. Everybody gets a. I don't like that. You're allowed to play defense, despite what the Bears have done this year. And the thing about the Bears is their defense, between the 20s and between the hash marks, they're awful. And they're better in the red zone, and especially at home. They're the second best red zone team at home, which is huge now when you know they're going to give up yards.
I think that's a great point, because yardage doesn't matter except for ball control and keeping the offense up the field. But they held the Lions to 16. You know, ended up being 19, but like, that's not bad. If you could hold a team under 20 points, you should have a very good shot.
What you're hurting is your offense's possessions.
Yes.
Where the Bears, Studs and I were talking about it, if you don't control time of possession, you'll be lucky to have eight drives. So you're demanding the offense score on four of them.
It's 50%
of your drives have to get stuck in the end zone if you think 28 is going to be enough points.
Yeah, you're putting pressure on yourself. It's like having less chances at it, and you see the guys sitting on the sidelines waiting for their chances, and they're getting frustrated.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, we'll see how it plays out. We wish you the best with your tailgating pre-show. That's what tailgating is. It's a pre-show, right?
With beer.
Well, doesn't Wani do it in here? Doesn't he bring bourbon? Demand the bourbon here? Be here for him? So, yeah. All right, I'm Steve Rosenblum. I want to thank Trash Panda for producing this epic, Herb Howard from the Bigs, Sparky Pfeiffer from the Fan in Milwaukee, and John DeMore, the oldest living bear, 92. What a terrific time. Thank you, John. It was an honor. This is the pregame show for Chicago Sports Radio 670 The Score.
It wouldn't have been possible if we weren't here to be told how much we suck. So kudos to you guys for sucking as bad as we do.
Oh, yes. Wait a minute, Mr. Postman.
Wait.
Oh, yeah.
That's
yeah.
It.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
Confronting high credit card debt can feel scary. But the good news is, if you owe $10,000 or more in credit card debt, financial relief options are now available. National Debt Relief is currently offering debt relief designed to reduce what you owe, fast-tracking your way to being debt-free. If you qualify for debt relief, you may be able to pay back significantly less than what you owe and save thousands of dollars. Imagine only paying one low monthly program payment you can afford and saving money as you become debt-free. National Debt Relief has already helped bring debt relief to over 550,000 U.S. consumers, earning thousands of five-star reviews and an A-plus rating with the Better Business Bureau. You're stronger than your credit card debt. Take the first step and visit nationaldebtrelief.com to see what debt relief you qualify for. That's nationaldebtrelief.com.
Oh, such a clutch off-season pickup, Dave.
I was worried we'd bring back the same team.
I meant those blackout motorized shades.
Blinds.com made it crazy affordable to replace our old blinds.
Hard to install?
No, it's easy. I installed these and then got some from my mom. She talked to a design consultant for free and scheduled a professional measure and install.
Hall of Fame son.
They're the number one online retailer of custom window coverings in the world.
Blinds.com is the GOAT.
Visit Blinds.com now for up to 45% off site-wide, plus a free professional measure. Rules and restrictions apply.
A new year is a clean slate, and this year, learning a language is the resolution that actually sticks. With Rosetta Stone, it's never been easier to start fresh. Whether you're leveling up your career or prepping for a 2026 trip, our bite-sized lessons fit perfectly into your busy day. Learn while you grab coffee or during your lunch break. It's that simple. You'll see progress fast, helping you feel more confident and connected. And because Rosetta Stone uses an immersive, intuitive method, you'll learn naturally, without memorizing boring word lists. For over 30 years, we've been the trusted leader in language learning with 25 languages to choose from, including Spanish, French, German, Japanese, and more. Rosetta Stone is the go-to tool for real language growth. Don't wait. Unlock your language learning potential now. Listeners can grab Rosetta Stone's lifetime membership for 50% off. That's unlimited access to 25 language courses for life. Visit rosettastone.com/RS10 to get started and claim your 50% off today. Go to rosettastone.com/RS10 and start learning today. The holidays are behind us and school routines are back. Now is the time to help your kids start the new semester strong. IXL helps students refresh what they learned in the fall so they head into the new year feeling confident and prepared. With new units and new goals, IXL is the simplest way to build better habits and stay on top of lessons without the stress. As teachers dive into new material, kids can practice those exact same skills at home to make sure the lessons really stick. IXL is an award-winning platform covering math, language arts, science, and social studies for pre-K through 12th grade. It's personalized, interactive, and actually fun. Keep your kids motivated for the second half of the year at IXL.com. Don't miss out. One in four students in the U.S. are learning with IXL. IXL is used in 96 of the top 100 school districts in the U.S. Make an impact on your child's learning. Get IXL now. And listeners can get an exclusive 20% off IXL membership when they sign up today at IXLLearning.com/audio. Visit IXLLearning.com/audio to get the most effective learning program out there at the best price.